The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. You are now tuning in to Insight with DJ 3Ball. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the fifth episode of Insight. Today, we're going to be talking about the Natty, the national championship for March Madness. The teams that played were UConn and Michigan. Last episode, we covered UConn's battle against Duke that led them to the Final Four, where they beat Illinois in a very good comeback game that allowed them to get to the national championship to face Michigan. We're going to go starting lineups for UConn. We had the vet Alex Camden. We had Terrace Reed Jr. We had Silas Danbury Jr. We had Solo Ball. We had Braylon Mullins. We had Jalen Stewart, Jaden Ross, Eric Reby, and Malachi Smith for UConn, the Huskies. We had Michigan. We had the star player, Yaxel Lindenbrook. We had Merez Johnson Jr., a very talented center for Michigan, Aday Mara. You're going to hear his name a lot today. Elliot Cadeau, another big name for Michigan. Another big name here is Namari Burnett. We had Trey McKinney and Roddy Gale Jr. for Michigan. Coming into this game, Michigan is definitely the favorite here, with them being the number one seed. Let's just go back and look at Michigan's road to the Natty. Second round going against St. Louis, 95-72. They're really in the driver's seat all tournament. Sweet 16, they go against Alabama, beat them 90-77, advance to the Elite Eight, where they play Tennessee 95-62. Advance to the Final Four, going against the number one ranked team, Arizona. They beat them by 25 points. The number one team in Arizona. That's when they really shocked the world and let everyone know that they were serious. And that allowed them to advance to the national championship against UConn. Like I said, them beating Illinois and then Duke. They were just in the driver's seat. But going in this game, I was going for the underdog UConn because everyone loves a good underdog story. But Michigan, they came to play today. A big name, Elliot Cadeau, Michigan starting guard. Congrats to him. Congrats to take a team like Michigan. Being undersized, a lot of pressure on your back coming because he's been a big name his entire career with doubts and injuries last year, them getting knocked out of the playoffs early. He had a lot to prove this year, leading his own team, and he did. Let me see. 19 points, 5-11 from the field, 1-for-4 of 3, 8-of-9 from free throw, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 blocks. I mean, it's a good game from your starting point guard. He's your leader. He's the one that you're looking to calm everybody down, run the sets. And he's an extension of the coach out there on the court. So for him to keep his cool and lead his team to a victory, that's really good. Shout out Elliot Cadeau. Another big name for Michigan, Yaxel Lindenbrook. He did. In the last game, in the Final Four against Arizona, he did mess up his ankle, so he was not at full strength this game, which led to his poor performance. 13 points, 4 of 13 from the field, 0 of 5 from 3, 5 free throws, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and 3 fouls. He, like I said, he wasn't at full strength, so you didn't really get to see the full Yaks in action this game, but his teammates really stepping up to take some of the offensive load while he wasn't at full strength was really good to see. But yeah, he didn't really play that well. You could see it on his face in the game. He was visually frustrated with his performance. But he stuck with it, made some key plays, and got the job done. Their center, Ademara. He is probably one of the most, he is probably the most skilled big when it comes to touch around the basket. Elliot Cadeau is coming off screens and not even looking where he's throwing. He's just throwing it up to Ademara, the 7-foot big man who is just going to go up there and get it wherever he throws it. He was getting and one rebounds and he wasn't fouling. He was a wall down there and just gave UConn a very hard time scoring. 7 foot is a very big wall, even for guys who are 6'5", 6'6". And 6'7". Yeah, Roddy Gale Jr., I would say, is another player that came off the bench. Only played 25 minutes, but he only scored 4 points, but he was really impactful on the floor. His plays really are electric. Think Colin Carr as explosive dunks and getting the crowd into it, bringing momentum. He had one play where the ball came off the rim in fast break and he puts it back for a two-handed jam on 2 UConn players. And the momentum, you can just see the momentum just keep going in Michigan's direction because of his exciting plays. And he plays with a lot of heart and grit when he goes out there. Like I said, he only had 4 points, but his plays are usually electric and bringing a lot of momentum for Michigan. So he's a really good asset. Another player, Trey McKinney, only had 9 points, but like I said, he had 8 rebounds too. That's a very good and efficient game for him with no fouls and no turnovers. That's a very good game. For UConn, I really just feel like they struggled with fouls. They were in foul trouble early, which made them have to go into their bench a little more than they normally would have, but the players who did come off the bench, they really stepped up and they did the best they could. Alex Camden, he played a full 40-minute game. He really left it all out there. Only 17 points, 5 of 14, 3 of 10 from 3, and 11 rebounds, 2 assists and 2 steals, with 1 turnover. I mean, he did what he does. He shot the ball not well, but at a decent clip, made him when they needed to. 11 rebounds as a forward is really elite. So he was chipping in, doing what he could to help his team. Another UConn starter, Terrace Reed Jr., their starting center. His matchup was the 7-foot big man, Ademara. And Ademara didn't really score a lot of points, but his just impact on the floor with his length and size and just the defensive presence that he gravitates when he's just on the floor is insane. Because when he's always on the floor, you always have to be worried about him because of how he can impact the game. Silas Demery Jr. really struggled today. Like I said, he fouled out the game. Only 2 points, 21 minutes. He just wasn't really effective tonight. They really needed him, and he did not show up. Solo ball really kept UConn in the game at a certain point, hitting a lot of big shots. There was a three he did hit at the top of the key that looked a little wild. It hit Bank, but Bank's always open on Monday nights. Yeah, but let's go to these team stats. Three-pointers, Michigan's 2 for 15 on three-pointers. But that really didn't matter because they were attacking the basket and playing together, playing off steals and turnovers. There were a lot of turnovers. There was a stretch in this game where there were 6 to 7 turnovers back to back to back to back. It was kind of crazy to see in a national championship game, but, you know, players are still human at the end of the day. Then they make mistakes. They stayed with it. UConn out-rebounded Michigan 46-39. with 22 offensive rebounds. Offensive rebounds are really, really important. So for them to get that many more than Michigan, it's a big reason why they stayed in the game as long as they did. But man, the turnovers. UConn had 11 turnovers and Michigan had 10. It's hard to win a game when you have that many turnovers. You have to take care of the rock. Free throws is another big reason why. Free throws are free points. When you're going hard in the paint, you have to control yourself, get a center. When you get fouled and you're going up to the free throw line, you have to calm yourself down. Find your breathing. Step up to the line, knock it down, and they're free points. But UConn, they missed a lot more than Michigan. They missed 7 or 8 more, which is the margin of the game. The game was 63-69. Michigan is your national champions for the 2026 March Madness. They deserved it, though. All year, they were in the driver's seat. Like I said, top of their bracket, number one in the country. They're number one for a reason. They proved it. 37-3 to wrap up a great, great season. Man, Elliott Cadeau. He's a top point guard. Undersized at only... What is he? Oh, they don't have it listed. It says he's 6'1", but he's like 5'10". Trust me, as a collegiate player, we all boost our height. Except me. I'm going to get 6'4". I do want to shout out a couple players on UConn, though. Even though they fell, and it is hard to go all the way to the championship game and lose, it's probably way worse than getting knocked out first round, in my opinion. Just to work so hard and get so close, and just to come so short by that much, has to be tough. But I do want to shout out Braylon Mullins on UConn. He is a freshman, but he really helped with his hustle and his shot-making ability late in the game when UConn was down. And it seemed like hope was lost, but he just kept UConn in the game, hitting a couple of clutch buckets. And just throughout the game, hustling for the ball and doing what a freshman needs to do out there, doing all the work. He's hustling for offensive rebounds. I think he had 7 rebounds, and I think 2 or 3 of them were offensive rebounds just to get those, just to commit to get the ball and get those extra possessions for your team. That shows a lot of heart that he has, especially as a freshman getting 36 minutes a game, 4 of 17, 11 points, 11.7 rebounds. Man, this is a good game. He has a bright future for sure. You should probably look out for Nick. Look out for him in the next March Madness tournament. I don't think he's done yet. But shout out Dan Hurley, man. Dan Hurley, he's not a stranger to these types of moments. UConn has been in 3 of the past 4 national championships in the past 5 years, and it's all under Dan Hurley's command. He is a really good coach. Fell short once again, but I know him and UConn, especially with Chris Mullins, Braylon Mullins, I think that's his name. Braylon Mullins coming back for maybe another year. The future could be bright for that program. Shout out Michigan. They're the 2026 Natty Championships. The Natty Championship. The Natty Champions. Shout out Michigan. They are the 2026 National Championships for the March Madness. Let's do it.